many religious extremists have asked me most hatefully, rather, why do you want to take God out of the equation? I don't. I don't want to take God out of the equation. In fact, I have made it rather clear over and over again that I am not an atheist. I am not anti-religious. I am not against religion or people's faith or belief in a supernatural entity or an idea of God, whatever they may call it. My problem is extremism itself. My problem is this idea that my belief is the best and everything else is false and wrong and must be destroyed at once. My problem is this idea that my God is the only true God and all other gods in the world are fake, false, make-believe, and they must be destroyed at once. That's my problem. That's the idea I have trouble with. I am not an advocate of anti-religiousness or atheism. I'm an advocate, most outspoken advocate of harmony, equality, justice, values. I see human life more valuable than any scripture in the world, than any God in the world, than any faith in the world. I don't give a damn about whether people believe in a God or not. What I do care about is how they behave with other people from different backgrounds. If, even after believing in a God, they behave with people from different cultures, with a sense of condescension, with prejudice, with bigotry, then they are not even human to me. They are worse than animals. They are worse than the lowest of animals. The problem is not any specific religion. The problem is not any specific scripture or faith. The problem is the humans themselves. The problem is the people. Their innate selfishness, their innate illusory egotism. The problem is that they cannot look beyond what they have been taught by their culture. Those who cannot look beyond, that is. The problem is that when they are loyal to their scripture, their faith, their God, they start to foster this kind of idea that everybody else who follows different gods, different scriptures, different faith are somehow lesser humans. What kind of attitude is that? What kind of existence is that? If that's your attitude towards people from different backgrounds, then you are not a human. I repeat again, if you see other people from different backgrounds as lesser human, then you are not a human. To be human, you must act like human. You must have regard for human values, human equality, human justice. You must have regard for human life above everything else. And I mean everything. Your God, your scripture, your religion, your culture, your tradition, everything that your society has taught you, everything that your environment has taught you. To be human, you must rise as a novel, original creature of conscience and character. Only then you can become a part of this global family of one humanity.